Well, Conor O'Shea, massive congratulations. How's the heart rate?
Yeah, probably I wouldn't want a heart rate monitor on me today. They're a pretty special bunch of guys because we didn't play well. We know that.
It wasn't the prettiest of games, was it?
No, but you can't buy tension like that. And that's kind of sporting theatre, isn't it? It's like drama and everything rolled into one. And the crowd were unbelievable getting behind us. And you can't take the belief of these players to do what they did today, to come back in those circumstances. It's quite phenomenal. 23-15, it looks like game is done, but they never stopped believing in each other. And fair play, they came up with the goods, and it'll be a pretty special lead up to the final in 2 weeks. I think the occasion got the better of us today. In some way, the pressure is off because we've made that final.
When Nick Evans was putting you in front, but then Ryan Lamb would be putting the Saints back in front, and you know you went in down at the deficit, and Nick comes back, puts 6 points on the board to put you back in front, and then Ryan Lamb comes back and gets another couple of penalties. So you sat there at that stage going, oh, good grief, are we not going to get the rub of the green today at all?
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't the rub of the green. We gave some dumb penalties away, and that's what gave them. We had the game by the throat 10 minutes into that second half, 15-12 up, and we just gave an idiotic penalty straight off the kickoff. Idiotic. And that just brings them back in, and it's rather than just clearing our lines, getting momentum. We were the dominant side. Then it became a tough game, and the try. You know, I think everyone's heart sank here. But did any one person leave that ground? Nobody did, and that's testament to them, to the people here. They stayed. And you can't underestimate the lift that gave the players.
Yes, and there's probably 40, 50,000 people at Twickenham over the road today for the IRB Sevens. I imagine the cheer that the stoop went up was heard there or on the other side of London.
It was probably the cheer that went up in the gantry there where we were. It was, but all we were thinking of was next job. You know, 15 minutes to go or 2 minutes to go. Nick Evans take the full minute, and then we started playing on the wrong side of the pitch. We really did. So
I'd prepared a question for you that was going to say, is it cruel to be top of the table all season and then for it to potentially end like this? And that was just an incredible climax to the game. And the, watching the players celebrate, and for Nick Easter to be wandering past the fans and saying, I can see you over there in 2 weeks' time. It continues what's been a fantastically positive season, and you must be so relieved that you are in that final.
Yeah, but the players want silverware, and they've not got anything yet. And it'll be a very special occasion over there. Special day for the club. For a lot of people, like, you know, I think of Mark Evans, who was here today, who put so much into trying to get us into these positions, and Dean Richards and what he did for the few years he was at the club, and the structures that were put in place. So a lot of people have worked very hard to get us to this final. The lucky 23 getting on the pitch have to do a job for every single one of those.
Congratulations.
Cheers.